This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
What's up, Wisconsin and beyond? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy early voting kickoff day, everybody. I'm going to be sneaking mine in, hopefully, after the show, but before I get home. Did not quite have time today to get it done. I'm broadcasting to you live from WAUK, but we go out across the state, and I'm really excited for today's show because I'm going to spend the first portion today taking your questions about voting issues, voting questions, absentee, mail-in, in-person, early, whatever your question may be, I'm here to answer it. I'm also going to go through some basic best practices and tips to make sure that your vote counts no matter who you're voting for. That's coming up right away here on today's show. You can start getting your questions in via text and phone at 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I love this because it's like a little appetizer for what's coming up later this evening. Myself and our political editor, Dan Schaefer, of the Recombobulation area, now with Civic Media, we're going to sit down for an entire hour at 6 p.m., right after the Dom Salvia show wraps up this afternoon, and we're going to go through everything that you need to know about how to vote in Wisconsin. So I'm super excited to do that with Dan. We've got some great sound all ready to go for that special. So you're going to want to check that out. That starts today, Tuesday at 6 p.m. It is Making Your Vote Count in 2024 with myself and Dan Schaefer. So definitely keep it locked all afternoon here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But it is Tuesday, so we get a little political relief on Tuesdays. I'm going to be joined by Chef Adam Pavlak for our Tuesday episode at 2:30 that's called Yes, Chef. I love it. We're going to talk about good foods to take on the road. Are you road tripping? Maybe you're very busy all day long with all of your kids' sporting activities and school drop-offs and pickups and your after work leisure activities, whether that's a cocktail with your friends or a workout at the gym. If you're going all day, we're going to talk with Adam about what are some of the foods that are easy to prepare and that actually maintain well over the course of the day. You know, say if you're out door knocking because it might be an election season, something like that. We're going to talk about all that with Adam Pavlak at 2:30. At 3 o'clock, really excited to have a wonderful reporter. Her name's Emily Stewart, because on what day is today? Is today Tuesday? Yes, today is Tuesday. We got Emily Stewart. She is the senior correspondent at the Business Insider in the 3 o'clock hour for Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. She's also worked at Vox and The Street. We're going to be talking about minimum wages, all kinds of great stuff you're not going to want to miss. And at 3:30, very excited, I've got the president of Trek Bicycles, a self-described independent. I love it when I get to talk to an independent voter. John Burke, the president of Trek Bikes, he's going to join me. He's going to talk about his brand new book that addresses from a nonpartisan perspective how to solve the 14 biggest problems facing our country. Cannot wait to talk to John. And again, to get that perspective of the independent voter. But folks, again, the call and text lines for your questions about voting, how to do it, you're not sure about this, that, or the other thing, not to worry, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And we may also, depending on when the comments with the vice president get going this afternoon, we may take some of Vice President Kamala Harris's live commentary, comments from today here during the Maggie Dawn Show. I think Bradley Whitford just got off the stage. Aaron is helping me out today as part of the Maggie Dawn production team. Did he just finish his comments or is he still going?
He finished a little bit ago. And it won't be Harris who is speaking today. It's Tim Walz and Barack Obama.
Tim Walz and Barack Obama. Oh, yes. That's the sound that I had Aaron get together for our discussion today, which was Kamala Harris and former Congresswoman Liz Cheney from an event yesterday in Madison with Charlie Sykes emceeing. So, again, we may take some of that live commentary from Tim Walz and Barack Obama once they get underway here. So all of that and so much more. Whew. Let's just jump right into it. So if you haven't listened to me before, in my prior life, I was the general counsel or the corporation counsel or the chief legal officer from Milwaukee County. And as part of those job duties, one of the big things that I did was help advise the Milwaukee County Elections Commission, which meant in 2022, every single ballot objection, which was basically every ballot was objected to during the 2020 recount by the Trump campaign, I was responsible for helping the Elections Commission figure out what to do with all those objections and nonetheless get all of the votes counted before the deadline for certification of the election results occurred under state law. So I've been around the mechanics of this. I also defended the Milwaukee County Elections Commission during the litigation brought by the Trump campaign to still throw out millions of Wisconsin voters' validly cast ballots. So all of these procedures and the particulars of voting are something that, one, I like to think I know a little bit about. Two, I know the attack sort of lines that can be taken by campaigns to challenge ballots. So as, again, an appetizer, if you will, to the Make Your Vote Count 2024 special that I'm going to host tonight with Dan Schaefer, I wanted to give you some of what I learned as a legal advisor to the very people that were responsible for running the recounts and defending them in 2020. So let's just jump right in. We're 2 weeks away from the election. Early voting started today in Wisconsin. So the first thing that you need to do, whether you plan to early vote, whether you've received an absentee ballot in the mail, or whether you plan to vote on the final day of voting in 2 weeks on November 5th. And that is the first thing you need to do is confirm your registration. You can do that. Go to myvote.wi.gov. If you're outside of the state of Wisconsin, you can just go to vote.gov. Okay, so if you're in this, and if you're in Wisconsin, you go to vote.gov, they'll redirect you to myvote.wi.gov. So it's fine. Either way works. But you can go there and it'll direct you to how to make sure that you have been registered, are registered, that your registration hasn't been scrubbed off the voter rolls. They're trying to do that in Virginia. There's ongoing lawsuits there. And note, as long as you are going to be 18 by November 5th, you can vote. As long as you're going to be 18 by November 5th and in the state of Wisconsin, you can early vote as long as you're going to be 18 by November 5th. Because they don't count the ballots until November 5th in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, if you've got questions about voting, you can text or call 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm really excited to take your questions and comments and concerns. I'll also share all of my best practices tips with you, no matter how you're going to vote. In person early, in person day of, or by mail-in ballot. Those are the three ways. And most folks that have looked at this think that that it's going to break down that about a third of the people in this country are going to vote each of those three ways, which is pretty cool. Whether that's, again, early in person, by mail, or in fact, in person on the day of. So the first thing you want to do, again, is be very certain that you've registered. And if you haven't, you can, in most states, you can register online. And in the state of Wisconsin, as well as most states, you can register on Election Day, on November 5th. So that begs the question, like, well, what do I need to register to vote? And in the state of Wisconsin, you're going to need a valid government-issued photo ID. It cannot be expired. Check that. Passports, driver's license. Those are the two most common. You can just get a government ID for free for the purposes of voting if you don't have one. But don't walk in there with an expired government ID. Has to be valid in the state of Wisconsin. Other states will take expired driver's licenses or passports or whatever. So you want to make sure you've got your photo ID. The vast majority of states now require photo ID. Some don't. Again, go to vote.gov or myvote.wi.gov to confirm the particulars of your local jurisdiction's requirements. And then you're going to have proof of address that you've lived there for at least, generally speaking, most states' laws, it's 2 weeks in that address, which then triggers which ward, which polling place you're at. So to register, you're going to need photo ID, proof of residence. What can be used for that? Utility bills, a cell phone bill with your address on it, a banking statement. No, you don't actually have to hand it over. You can even show it to them on your cell phone.
I've done it.
Okay. Yeah, so have I. I moved before this last election, and that's the big one, folks. If you have moved, assume you are no longer registered. Just assume that, especially in the state of Wisconsin. Like, if you have moved in this last year, call your local county clerk or local city elections clerk, ask them to confirm your registration, and ask them which address you're registered on your, because if you no longer live there when you show up to vote on voting day, you're going to have to prove and have written proof of your new address, and you might even be voting in a new polling place. We come back. I'm going to continue to give you some of the tips and best practices to make sure that your vote counts in 2024. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Give us a buzz. 855-75-CIVIC. Is it 855, Aaron? Am I getting
that's
that right?
That's right.
855. Some days the brainy no worky, I swear. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back with more after these important messages here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm gonna keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
After all you put me through, you think I despise you. But in the end, I want to thank you, because you made me that much stronger. Well,
what's up, everybody? Welcome back, or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're giving you a little voter primer in honor of the first day of early voting here in the state of Wisconsin. Folks, if you live outside the state, go to vote.gov. That will take you to your state's voter basically government-approved voter information center. I got a couple of texts relating to expired driver's licenses. I do not suggest using an expired Wisconsin driver's license to vote in this state. Here's why. It is likely to be challenged. Okay, then you're in a discussion with maybe a poll monitor and maybe there's a confused election worker. Okay, because when you go to myvote.wi.gov, It does say that it can be expired or unexpired after November 3rd, 2020. So the date of the last general election. So that's technically the rule. To be very clear, you can use an expired Wisconsin driver's license so long as it expired after the last general election. I don't recommend that because I've seen voters get challenged using expired IDs. By the way, if you are a student and you move to Wisconsin for school from somewhere else, you cannot use your out-of-state driver's license. Don't try that. That will not work. So I'm going to very briefly share with you all of the permitted types of voter ID. Okay, you ready? Here we go. A valid, so currently valid or expired so long as it was later, it expired after November 3rd, 2020, DOT issued driver's license. It has to be a Wisconsin one, even if your driving privileges are suspended. A Wisconsin DOT issued identification card. Neither of those need to be real ID compliant. A military ID card issued by the U.S. Uniformed Services or a U.S. passport book or card. You can have a certificate of naturalization that was not issued more than 2 years before this election. So it's not issued before November 5th of 2022. An identification card issued by a federally recognized Indian tribe, a driver's license receipt issued by Wisconsin DOT. That's only good for 45 days after it's issued. A DMV ID petition process photo. Veterans Affairs ID card. This has to be unexpired or have no expiration date at all. A photo ID card issued by a Wisconsin accredited university or college or technical college that includes the following. The date the card that was issued, your signature, an expiration date. Okay, has to have those things. Your photo, a signature, the date of issuance, and it cannot be more than 2 years ago. Okay, has to have an expiration date. All right. Again, the ID itself does not have to have your current address on it. You can use, again, utility bill, bank statement, credit card bill to prove up your current residence. All right, so we got those basics down. Aaron, you let me know if we got any callers because I cannot see the caller queue.
We do have one.
Excellent.
We have Lolo in Cottage Grove.
Why don't you bring Lolo from Cottage Grove up? Lolo, do you have a question or comment about voting processes or otherwise?
Well, it's kind of super broad in general and not something that would seemingly be coming from a lifelong Democrat. But I'm older, and so, right, things change. You become a little bit
yes.
more discerning. So I am actually of the thinking that I like the idea of ID, voter IDs. And I feel like there's so much confusion around it that there's got to be a positive way that we can have people, everybody collectively feel like it's a token of pride to actually have a voter ID, like, right? So that my brother lives in Australia, he has dual citizenship. They have a process, they have to vote or they get penalized, and it's done by mail, like through a card system. I don't know all the total details, but I just feel like voting should be a national holiday, and I don't know, maybe you can explain to me why this is a Democrat or Republican issue, having the voter ID. I feel like we can do it in some way, but it seems like such a divisive issue. Can you explain
sure.
why that would be an awful thing?
Yeah, the fabulous questions. Let me just take them in no particular order. First of all, I think that every qualified voter in the United States should receive their ballot by mail and be able to mail them in. You shouldn't have to request them. They should just mail the ballot to you. There are all kinds of verification procedures that we can put in place to make sure that those are still good voter lists. When in doubt, I think we send it, right? That's thing one. It should be a national holiday, or it should be happening on weekends. This is stupid that we vote on Tuesdays. It makes no damn sense. Now, important point here, in the state of Wisconsin, your employer is required to give you 3 hours off of work on voting day to go vote. 3 hours required. They can't tell you no. You get 3 hours. Now, they can ask you to take it at a certain point in your work day. More on that in just a moment. And I'm going to come back to this before the end of the show today. I'll give you some more pointers. But here's the main reason that voter ID was a big kerfuffle. Because Republicans have used it, as well as other laws, to make it less likely that Democrats vote. Be those college students, elderly people, disabled people, black and brown people, Native American people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we know that because they said it out loud over and over and over again. In fact, that's why our good colleague Todd Alba, with the show right before mine every day, left the Republican Party because he heard him say it. We want fewer people to vote. That's the point of voter ID. When we come back, really excited, going to be joined by one of our great special guests, Adam Pavlak, for Yes, Chef, What Food Transports Well, coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Thanks for making me
a fighter. You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
Oh, welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As we eagerly await the arrival of Chef Adam Pavlak for our Tuesday episodes of Yes, Chef, it gives me an opportunity to keep talking about these voting logistics and answer some of your amazing questions, which we still welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And I'm also going to ask Aaron, part of our production team here for the Maggie Dawn Show, let me know if and when former President Obama starts speaking. We may take some of those comments live as well.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. A texter from the 262 sharing this. Maggie, also remember, after Scott Walker required voter ID and signed that legislation, he closed DOT offices throughout the state, especially up north, with the explicit intention of making it harder to vote. Yep. That is what happened. Pretty shocking. Pretty shocking. Matt from Middleton also texting in. He said, I voted by absentee ballot by mail. Is there a way to verify that my ballot was received? I want to know if I will have to go in person if it was lost or something. Thanks. Yes. Call Matt from Middleton, call up your local election clerk's office and ask them, how can I verify that you received my absentee ballot? Everyone can verify. And in the city of Milwaukee, for example, there's actually like an online tracker. Like, you put in your information and you can find out, like, have they gotten it confirmed? If you've requested one, where is it? Almost all jurisdictions have one of these, but the best bet is to call your local election clerk and ask them. They will happily do that. Okay. If you've got other problems, I'm going to give you all an incredible number to have at the ready. Okay. There is a website that I want you to know about. If you are concerned that your absentee ballot might not come, okay? If you think something like the wrong laws are being applied, if you think someone is being harassed, I've got two incredibly helpful bits of information for you, okay? The first one is this number. This is staffed by the Nonpartisan Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. Okay, this phone number is in English. It's in you. It'll connect you to other languages. Put this in your phone. Okay, everybody got their phones out or a pen and pencil? Here's the number. You think something's going wrong? Call this number. You can call them now. You can call them on election day. 866. Our, O-U-R, our vote, V-O-T-E, says Nonpartisan Lawyers Committee for Human Rights Under the Law. This is a locally staffed number. It will direct you based on where you're located to a lawyer that knows the law for your jurisdiction. Okay? That is 866, our, O-U-R, vote. And I'm looking for my other bit of info, and I'm not finding it, but I will find it before we close out this segment. Because it is a voter advocacy organization, and it helps people if you're having problems registering to vote. So I'm going to find that before we get out of the show today, because I want to give you as many resources as you need. So 866, our vote. Also, of course, myvote.wi.gov, or if you're outside Wisconsin, vote.gov. Do you have questions, comments, concerns? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, getting a little bit of info from the live comments from vice presidential candidate and current Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. He might have just called Donald Trump a dip blankety blank during his comments. Go Governor Tim. He just sounds just like all the rest of us, doesn't he? Okay. Here are some other tips about voting. It is always the busiest at the very beginning and the very end of the voting. Okay? So, like, today is the first day of early voting, so it's going to be busy. If you're worried about getting your vote done, you want to go in the middle. So, in the middle on November 5th, in the middle of the day. Not at the very beginning or the very end. That's when it gets busy. That also happens over these early voting periods. So if you're worried about that, if you got a job that's a little sensitive, whatever it is, that is how you do it. Don't aim for the beginning or the end. Aim for the middle. Next up, if you are voting absentee by mail or early in person, now, the early in person, you usually have the assistance of an election worker, and they will make sure that the ballot is filled out perfectly, as well as the absentee envelope that it goes into. But this is the biggest thing, people. Please pay attention to this. If you are voting early in person or absentee by mail, take the time to carefully check that you have filled out everything exactly correct. Your complete mailing address on the outside of the absentee by mail envelope. Your complete mailing address, including city and zip code and state. Please write legibly. If you have terrible handwriting, get someone else to write the information legibly. Like this, these things sound simple, but this is the stuff that garners challenges or objections to ballots. I've seen it. So fill out all of the requisite voter information. Completely make sure your signature is on the early in person paperwork, which includes an envelope, or the absentee by mail voting. Please make sure your signature's on it. Your witness's name clearly and legibly spelled and their complete signature. Make sure that you don't sign it irregularly. What do I mean by that? You know what your signature looks like. Don't sign some other newfangled, hyper-abbreviated way. No, sign your signature like you normally do. They sometimes cross-check those things. Okay? Next up, if you still have the Scantron bubbles, you know those little things with the number two pencils back in the day-day? The Scantron bubbles, circle them in completely. Circle, fill them in completely. Don't X, don't check, don't have your lines going all over. Make sure it's neat. If you think you've ruined a ballot and you're like, oh my God, this is an irretrievable mess, go up to it, go into the clerk's office if you want to do it by mail and be like, this is a mess. I need to spoil this ballot. I need a new one. They'll help you get one. You can do that on voting day too. It's called spoilation. They make note of it. They usually tear it up and they put it in a secured box for spoiled ballots. That happens because people, you know, you're older or you've got some kind of issue and you find it hard to fill in the little Scantron bubbles. So fill that stuff out completely. Take care. Take the extra few minutes to make sure it's been done exactly correctly. And here's my other huge tip. I have heard, people call me all the time, Maggie, who are you voting for? I don't know who any of these people are that are running for dog catcher in thus and such, or like the register of deeds. I don't even know what that is. Oh my God, the ballot is 3 pages long. Why is it 3 pages long? I just want to vote for president. All very common. You are not alone in feeling those ways. Here is my, the biggest tips that I can give you. You can take anything you want into your voting booth. You can take notes. This is not a pop quiz. You do not have to remember every candidate's name. I don't even know every candidate's name when I look at it because I don't remember all the third parties on all the different races and all. It's not a pop quiz. It's not a test. You don't have to have everything memorized. Bring whatever materials you want, like Civic Media's voter guide. Because we got all these new legislative maps. You can go to civicmedia.us/vote. And we have the voter guide for every single state legislative and Senate race. Again, that's at civicmedia.us/voter guide. We have additional voter information at civicmedia.us/vote. So that's... It ain't a test. It's not a quiz. Take in whatever materials you need. If you have trouble filling out the ballot or you don't speak English and for whatever reason your ballot is only available in English, guess what? You can bring somebody into the voting booth with you. Did you know that one, Aaron? You can bring someone into the voting booth with you. You can bring your kid. You can bring your best friend. You can bring your political wonky friend.
I did not know that, but it makes sense, especially if you need assistance like you said, with language, or if you're visually impaired.
Using the pencil, either to press the right buttons. This is built around the voter. So again, you can bring whatever you want in. You can bring a friend into the ballot, into the voting booth if you want. And if somebody tries to tell you you can't, ask to talk to the election inspector. Write that down. Election inspector. That is the Pope of the polling place. That is the grand poobah of the polling place. If a poll observer from a party or otherwise challenges you or is making some kerfuffle, ask to talk to the elections inspector. And last but not least, you're intimidated by the 3-page ballot? Some weird races that you don't even know what the office does? You do not have to fill out a ballot completely to have your vote count for the races that you want to have your vote counted. So if the only thing you care about is the Senate race, because Eric Hovde is a 100-millionaire that doesn't know much about anything but acts like he knows everything about everything. For example, That's cool. You don't have to vote for president. You don't have to vote for anything else. You could just go in there and vote for Tammy Baldwin, for example, for Senate, and leave the rest of it blank. So it's not a test. You can bring a friend to help you if you've got a visual impairment. You have a hard time filling it out or managing the tool to select your candidates, whether it's a pencil or a touch screen, or if you just want some help, all that's permitted. And you don't have to fill out the ballot completely, which is so super important. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go into the voting booth with my parents because it was cool. I was a nerd then too. Imagine that. Haven't changed much. Big nerd. And my mom would let me fill in the little Scantron bubbles, and she would usually have like a cheat sheet. She'd write all the each of the races and who she wanted to vote for, little notes, because she couldn't remember all of it. My dad used to take in like the newspaper itself, because they'd print up what your ballot would look like, or they'd give you the rundown of all the candidates. So he brought in the paper. Yep, you can do that. My personal recommendation is that if you are voting by mail, you want your ballot in the mail by today in the state of Wisconsin. It just makes me really nervous to wait any longer, because who knows what's going to happen. And if you do want to drop off your absentee ballot, your early ballot, make sure that you can always go to your local election clerk's office directly. But if you're going to put it in a Dropbox, make sure it is a legit Dropbox. This would be a good thing. These are the ones that are usually outside your city hall or your clerk's office or a library or a firehouse, that kind of a thing. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to continue to take your calls and texts about this, because it is time for your voice to be heard. I'm going to be with Dan Schaefer this evening from 6 to 7 to make your vote count 2024 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. Back with more in just a moment.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
O'clock, yeah, it's thick 30. I've been through a lot, but I'm still flirty. Okay. Is everybody back up in the building? It's been a minute, tell me how you're healing.
A little Lizzo to come back. I mean, that's just good vibes. You know, she's going to be stumping for Harris on October 9th, or did stump for Harris on October 19th. I think Usher stumped for Harris in Atlanta. Stevie Wonder in Jonesboro, Georgia. Eminem is coming up in Detroit. He's getting out there. It's kind of exciting. An exciting time, if you will. Folks, I promised you not just vote.gov or myvote.wi.gov, that resource. We also gave you the resource, the phone number to call if anything's going wrong. It's 866-OUR-VOTE. They've got a website. Here's the last organization, the one I couldn't remember and couldn't find written down. I found it during the break. It's Vote Riders. They've been around for a long time. They exist to help people ensure that they can vote. They'll help you get a free government ID if you need one. If you have problems on voting day, reach out to them. They'll help you understand your voter ID laws, where you're at. Again, that's Vote Riders. So check them out as well. So a whole panoply of resources for you. And Aaron, I understand that, is Governor Tim still going? He's getting a little spicy. Let's listen to the governor a little bit. Let's take a little of the spicy governor of Minnesota. This is Tim Walz live right now. VP candidate Governor Tim Walz. Let's take a listen.
He's ever met. This time, though, the guardrails are gone. It's already Donald Trump's Supreme Court. They've effectively given him total immunity to do whatever he wants as president. If think about this in the next 4 years. If he gets elected, he could appoint up to 3 more justices.
If you can roll this back a little, Aaron.
That would mean
this is the thing that freaks me out the most, right? Is Donald Trump stacked the courts when he won the first time, and we've seen our civil rights curbed. What do you think he's going to do this time around? They've already given him the get out of jail free card, literally. We should be very afraid.
Which was put the Constitution and the American people over Donald Trump. Said he would not do it. And Lord knows there's not a single spine in the Republican Congress that's going to do a damn thing about it.
That too, which Aaron, let's roll this back. We got a couple more questions coming in. We're going to take more from the governor in just a second, but I want to answer your questions, which are so important. First of all, I talked yesterday extensively based on Neil Katyal's opinion piece in the New York Times last week about what to do in an election crisis. And Neil, the former Solicitor General, now law professor at Georgetown, made this point. Who you vote for up and down the ballot matters for democracy, not just for civil rights, reproductive freedom. But who you vote for in Congress matters, and who you're voting for in our state legislatures deeply matters. And it matters because each of these entities has a role to play in defending democracy as well as our election processes. Congress at the very end in the certification of the electors, we saw what happened on January 6th. But our state legislatures as well. Because it is some of these state legislators here in the state of Wisconsin that have engaged in the most egregious erosions of our democracy, that have traded in the big lies and the conspiracy theories. And we've struggled under the weight of the gerrymandered legislature in the state that made it completely the opposite of what Wisconsinites are, which are reasonable people who don't want hyperpartisanship, who want solutions. And now we finally have new maps. So if you care about democracy, you care about civil rights, you care about the rule of law, it ain't just the top of the ticket that matters. The whole entire ticket matters. Of course, we had Chris Alfheim on last week. She's running for state senate in District 18. She's a great example of that. Every time I listen to her, I feel better. It's like, ooh, there's a smart person thinking in complicated ways about complicated problems. Ah, very nice. But who speaks plainly. Andrew from Maine, also wondering, will they let you take a gun into the school gym or firearm? No, generally not. I don't know why you'd want to bring a gun to the polling place. I suggest that's not a good idea. Also, what kind can you wear electioneering, like a big Kamala t-shirt when you go to vote? Generally speaking, they're not supposed to permit electioneering in the polling places. So that means campaign garb. But usually, you know, unless somebody puts up a stink, I just suggest don't wear it. Just get in, do your thing, do it carefully, make sure your vote counts. Get out. The time for electioneering to deal with your anxiety is right now. Volunteer, get involved, knock doors, sit at a phone bank. And last but not least, Andrew from Maine also asking me to speak more clearly. The other advocacy organization to help get you an ID if you don't have one, to help you understand voter ID laws, to get you registered, that organization is Vote Riders, as in ride or die friend to make sure your vote counts. You can find out more about them at voteriders.org. When we come back, it's going to be Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. I got Emily Stewart up next. So excited. She's a senior correspondent at Business Insider. We're going to talk about wages and the struggles of working people like you. We got to do better for one another. That's coming up on Maggie and the Millionaires next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community.
Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.